Plenty of Fifi, Bev and Nick on the Fox and the Listener app, and get all the big brand vitamins you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Vitamin Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. 101, this is the Fox.
The hits you love from then to now. It's 101.9 The Fox, Fifi, Fev and Nick. 10 minutes past 8, tops of 18 degrees. Showers on the way, the Savo.
Now, Boxy, I've known you for a long time now, 6 years. It's a long time. And you've always talked about, you know, before I knew you, when I was with Jules and when I was with Marty and Byron, we used to have fun and we'd go out and drink and we'd do this. And I was in Hawaii and we have our martinis and I'm like, I don't believe it.
I was a party animal.
Oh, see, that's what
you're talking
saying.
BF, Nick. The BF era before Fev.
Yeah, that's before Fev. Like, Nick's been here for now a couple of months and we've already been out together and enjoyed a nice drink and had some fun. Mm. Not once in that 6 years have I been out with you and had drinks. Now, my 40th birthday was the other week, which was a surprise sort of party that you surprised me and you rocked up.
I turned up at the party. What a night. And, you know, that's probably my first time out on a Saturday night since Daisy was born. But I reckon, guys,
you're back.
I've got a taste for it. That was just a taste. Anyway, guys, I just feel like, hello,
ready to
be coming back.
I sounded amazing. Now, you rocked up and surprised me. I thought, you're on. This is the night. We're going to get it on. We're going to get smashed. It's going to be fun. You left before the speeches. You had one drink.
Got there at 7 and I left at 9:30. That's a good effort. That's an hour. No.
2.5 hours.
No, I think it was an hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't think you were there at 7. I don't think you were there at 7 either.
Wow.
Because I was there at 7.
I did an hour and a half.
Oh.
I was happy with that.
What a sesh.
Good sesh. Think about, that's like when you go back to the gym, you don't pick up the 20 kilos. You start with the little dumbbells. I was I went out of the house on a Saturday night for the first time in about 8 years. I was quite happy with that.
Yeah, well, I was happy that you were there too, but I wanted it to be a bit longer. I wanted you to, you know, I wanted to see that fun sort of stuff. I wanted to hear you go up to the bar and say this.
Fancy seeing you here. Want a drink?
Now, out of context, that's all.
Nick and I.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from, but it sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome, doesn't it? Now, I want to hear that. Now, I want to organise a night. A night out with you, Boxy. Oh. I want to go out. We want to have drinks. Want it not to be a smoke bomb because you are the smoke bomb queen. Nick and I organise a night out, like a big night? We're going to go out. We're going to party and you're not leaving.
I do. And I know, okay, to give my life context, I did used to go out and I was a fun Fifi.
I don't
want to
hear about the labor pains.
I know, but it was really having Trixie and then I've got a baby on my own and now I've got two kids on my own. It's very hard to go out and find that time.
Are you playing the responsible mother card?
Yes, and I actually love being home with my kids. So that's what's happened to me.
You always used to say you used to be a party animal. I've done this, I've done that. I was crazy. No, you're not. No, you weren't. No, you weren't loose. You can't say,
you saw me.
Talking to Fev, it's like when I say I was good at footy. He's like, under 16s at Werribee, mate.
Yeah, in the twos.
I was in the eights.
Leon, I was fun. I was party fun, Fee.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, they were just little glimmers of it. I would love to see full party Fee. Yeah,
Fee has like one drink and goes, I'm so drunk, this is so much fun. And then you
Phantom.
Go. You're
you
like
have
a phantom drinker.
You have a 9 p.m. kebab.
Yeah.
That's wild.
She goes to the kebab shop. It's not even open.
Hang on.
Now, I'm going to organise. I'll do everything.
I've just got a lot on at the moment.
Like what?
Like kids and...
Mate, babysitter.
And it's winter.
They'll always
it's
be
winter.
There.
It's
cold going out at night.
We'll sit in a nice pub with a fire. It'll be beautiful.
You keep
warm.
Put the marshmallows
on.
That's how the chef on
when
the Titanic
well,
survived.
Organise it. We'll do it in a couple of weeks.
So if I say, what you want from me now is a yes, I will commit. Is that what you want?
All you got to say is yes, and Nick and I will organise everything.
Okay, I just turn up. And, okay, when
night.
You say I can't phantom or do a smoke bomb, is there?
A,
do
That's
I
a
have
lock-in.
To go all night? Do I have to go back and do an all-nighter? Or can I?
It's an all-nighter.
An all-nighter. Yep. You want me to lock in to an all-nighter?
Yeah, be sort of like 2009 Brownlow style.
Oh, fuck.
Pressure point.
What if I don't have the stamina? Like, what if it breaks me?
Oh, well, you won't with that attitude.
No, you've got to be
come
positive.
On, positive.
Come on.
You can do it.
Just, hey, trust us. It'll be fun.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're in.
Yeah, I'll
do
it.
Oh, God.
One night.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Let's go, Al.
Look at everyone.
Let's go, Al.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we're on. I'll organise it.
Okay. It's one big night.
You can't back out. You cannot back out.
I'll do it.
You're in.
I'll just check my calendar.
Doesn't matter.
No.
We'll clear it. Pearl, clear it.
Okay.
More on this as the show goes on.
Would this be brand damaging, though? You 100%. End up on the front page of the Herald Sun with
hey,
things
we'll be
on
front,
you that
back
should...
and middle.
Oh, no.
Worry about your liver.
We might even
brand.
Be in the Age.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Fifi, Feb, and Nix. Guilty pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
Nick, Fiona, we're cooking dinner last night. First time in the house, cooked dinner.
Wow, yeah. How was the kitchen?
Mate, the oven's really good. Kitchen's horrible. It's going. But the oven, wow, good. So I got the old favourite. We love this sort of, we get it from a chicken shop in Church Street in Brighton. It's, I don't even know what it's called. Chicken shop. And it's beautiful. No, but it's not just a chicken shop. It's got all sorts of meat. It's a butcher.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's a lemon pepper. It's sort of a lemon pepper sort of glaze on top of the full chicken and you roast it.
Now, you know, I would never do this. Are we getting bogged down in detail right now?
I'm just trying to extend it because it's nearly 8 o'clock because we're, okay. We're going to get stuck a little bit.
You just hoping to talk through this until 9 and go home?
I'd love to.
They've got other things, drumettes.
Remember the bit where you just figured out what a butcher's called?
It's my favourite dinner. It's my favourite dinner.
So hold on, you cook this chicken?
Yeah, I'll cook it, yeah. Cool.
I've never cooked a roast chook.
Haven't you?
Never.
It's tough, because
they're in a bag.
It's one of my go-tos.
It's
not really. Chuck it in for 45 at 180.
45? I do an hour and a half.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a cooked chook.
Yeah.
Overcooked.
No.
Let's not get bogged down.
Or is it an hour? No, maybe the lamb's an hour and a half. Okay, sorry. We're getting bogged down, Ben.
Yeah, a lamb roast would be longer than a chicken.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah. Just depends. Do you flip your chicken?
Oh. No, certainly not.
Yeah, no, I don't either. So anyway, put it on. We sit down. I've carved up all the chicken, put it in a nice little bowl, sit around the table, and I brought back memories because it used to be Mia's ex-boyfriend, Daniel's favourite dinner.
Daniel Rioli from Richmond.
Loved it. Had a tough week, Daniel. Got a black eye. Mm. But he loved that dinner. We loved it. You get the hirachi sauce, you put it on top, you sit down, you smash it with some matched veggies and some steamed veggies. Beautiful. And Mia's new boyfriend, Jamara, was sitting there. Jamara,
Western Bulldogs, number one pick,
plays in the twos. Injured at the moment, concussed. I said, this used to be Daniel's favourite meal. Crickets.
Oh. Hold on, you said that at dinner.
Yeah, didn't go down well.
To your daughter and her new boyfriend.
Oh, it was just crickets. I thought, I was just trying to make fun. Like, ha-ha. Anyway.
How long did it take?
That's why I got bogged down with because that's it was only a short rave. That's why I got bogged down and
I liked it.
You know what I like? Just the sound of cutlery on a plate after that, just silence in the house. Oh, Bev's done it again. How do you make an amazing dinner and wreck it?
I had a good dinner.
Surely Alex goes, mate, you've nailed this. Look how good this
Alex
chook
has
looks.
Alex heard it all before.
Do
mate.
Not talk, and this night will be perfect.
Yeah. She'll probably be saying right now, why did you say that? Leon made me do it.
101.9 The Fox.
Celebrities, they're lovely and some aren't lovely, and that's the truth. And the problem is because everybody at some stage in their lives, and maybe when you get to an adult, you stop admiring them and you don't fangirl or fanboy over them, but you always look up to people. And then when you meet them, you can sometimes be like, I'm glad that experience happened, or I wish that experience hadn't happened. Mm. This is the case for somebody who met Lea Michele. Now, do you know Lea Michele from Glee?
Glee.
And
I unfortunately know Glee. It's on loop
well,
in my house.
She was in trouble a few years ago. She's fallen into the bullying category. I think a few actresses on the set of Glee a couple of years ago came out and said she was bullying.
You're nuts.
Yeah. Well, now a former Elle magazine editor here in Australia, Justine Cullen, she has recalled working with Lea Michele and described a violent onset outburst.
Wow.
And it was clearly very unpleasant. And she described it as the most unprofessional things she'd ever witnessed, and she scared everybody and made everybody on the set cry, and they left very distressed. And you see, they're the stories that are now coming out more and more. So even celebrities and actors, they've got to be on guard because you can't, do you know what I mean? Like 10 years before social media and camera phones, the people blow up all the time and it would never get reported.
Tom Cruise went nuts, didn't he, a couple of weeks ago on set because people weren't doing the coronavirus testing properly. He went nuts.
A little while back. Yeah.
Christian Bale's a classic.
Yeah, Christian
having
Bale.
A go at the sound
professional.
Guy.
Yeah, there was somebody in the shot. He yelled at.
Have you ever been yelled at by a celebrity?
I don't want to say it because he's standing next to me.
I wouldn't yell at you.
Fev's never yelled at me. No, I don't think I've ever been yelled at by a celebrity.
No. The only, I have been disappointed.
Definitely.
No, but you know when you, I've since met this guy and I was a big fan growing up. So when I was a kid, not you, Fev, when I was growing up, I was a big Murphy's fan. I loved Big Murph.
He's a Bulldogs man too.
Yeah, I know. And look, poor Murph, I now get it. I was at an airport. I was about 10 and he was with the cricket team, whatever they were, you know, at the airport. And I just got I got the courage up to go up and ask him for an autograph.
Oh.
And
old school, the autograph. No selfies. I used to have an autograph book.
This is like the early 90s. Yeah. And I got up had my autograph book and he just sort of signed it and kept walking. I just wanted a bit more. If I'm honest.
What do you mean?
Well,
I wanted to
smile. To the show, Big Merv.
I know, I love Merv. I really do.
What do you want him to do? Just like, how old were you? 10?
Oh,
just
maybe 12, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't
do
know.
A couple of stretches with you, like you've done Bay 13 or.
I just loved him. I also went up to Wayne Carey for an autograph.
I've been knocked back for a photo with the duck.
Did you? Because you loved the duck, didn't you?
When I was a little kid. Yeah. I called Good Friday Appeal when I was a kid and I wanted to give my $5 to Wayne Carey. And my mum said, get out of the room and just told whoever was on the phone, just say you're Wayne Carey. He's not going to know. Oh. You're on the phone.
Yeah. Had a lot of, he waddled a lot, the duck. He had a big presence.
What happened
he
with the duck and you?
People.
No, it was fine, actually. He did it. There's another airport one.
Fee was 25 and she went up.
No, no, I was about 18. Anyway, 131060, we're going to open the phones and we're going to ask you, has a celebrity yelled at you or had a crack? This can be, maybe working in a hotel, a pub, a restaurant. Because I reckon it was maybe 2 years ago, we asked, when Elton John was in town, there were some rumours that Elton was being difficult.
Yeah.
And we just thought we'd ask the question. Has Elton John yelled at you? And it was meltdown. We had so many calls.
So me and a group of friends were at a restaurant in Crown celebrating one of my friend's birthdays.
Nobu.
And he was there with some people having dinner and he let loose at all of us for being too loud.
Oh. Yes.
I think we got another one.
I was sitting in the second row of a concert during a really quiet ballad and I sneezed about 5 times in a row because that's just how I sneeze. And he stopped playing. He gave me the look of death. And then he said, if you're finished, now we can continue.
Elton had a crack because she sneezed. I mean, it's an involuntary movement. Yeah. You can't control it. But 131060, we'd love to hear about difficult celebs yelling at you, having a crack. Leanne from Mitcham. Hi, Leanne.
Hi. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm on the radio.
You're on, Leanne.
Leanne.
I'm so nervous.
Thanks for calling.
We're not going to yell at you yet.
Oh, my God. Dr. Harry did it.
Oh, Dr. Harry Cooper, what happened?
I actually worked for the Good Friday Appeal. I was in my 20s and my first year actually being the volunteer coordinator. And that was my initiative to Good Friday Appeal. I was in the supervisor in the phone room. And, you know, all the celebrities, people are waiting to talk to celebrities. And this is my revenge now. this person had been waiting forever. And I eventually got him onto the phone call and then I went off. You know, I went off to where my table was, whatever. Next week, I got tapped on the shoulder. Wow. I got yelled at and abused and said, and there was F words.
What did you do, though? Why was he so upset?
because I think the caller was a weird caller. We used to get some really weird calls on the day. Mm. And I don't
Little
know
Nick asking for Wayne Carey. Yeah.
And I don't know what the person said to him, but I was the one that was to blame. And within seconds, he was back on the camera and he was perfect, but I was Ooh. So distraught. And I just went, oh, this is an interesting introduction to celebrities. Okay, some of them are great, fabulous day for days, but others... Or for years and years and years, I just went, you know what? He doesn't deserve any of my attention. So
good on you, Leanne.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
A lot of those celebs that are like outwardly over the top, not like your Alan types,
yes.
You know, they're always the ones that are just too clean cut, too nice all the time.
Yeah.
Anyone that in their Instagram bio, a celeb that opens with like father, husband, nah, yuck, who are you yelling at?
Elias from Greensboro, who's called in. Hi, Elias.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Elias. Now, tell us, you've got a good story for us.
I do. It's an old one. And I know I've been on for, you know, so you guys know that I lived in the States for a while.
Massachusetts, yeah.
So I was, when I left Australia, I spent a couple of years in the Middle East and then went to Massachusetts. And when my daughter was born in 2001, there was a group of people in the backyard, well, the house that adjoins our backyard over our balcony. And they were making noise and they had a fire going. And at that time, it was a like a fire ban.
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
You know, they were Naughty. Keeping my daughter up because she was still young. She was about 3 or 4 months old at the time in 2001. And so I went out of the balcony. I said, hey, guys, put the fire out and cut it down. And somebody yelled up at me and said, hey, mind your own business and shut the F up.
Whoa.
Right. So I just left it because... you know, there was a group of them and it was just me by myself. So I said, you know what, you know, I'll call the fire department. So the next morning I called the fire department and they told me that the people out back there had a special required permit because it was Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Oh,
oh whoa.
Wow.
And they're just apparently back together,
Hooking
Elias.
Hooking up again. The fire's been relit.
Oh.
Back then, they were always in town because his grandmother was in the nursing home in Wareham, Massachusetts, which is Forest Hill. So him and J-Lo were always in the town together. Even our local diner that's in like a couple movies was had a famous Eggs Benedict called Eggs Ben and J-Lo because it was all spicy. It was spicy.
Eggs Ben and J-Lo.
I'm glad it was Eggs Ben and J-Lo.
That is a cool story, getting yelled at by Ben Affleck, particularly when in the days when he was with J-Lo.
Good to hear from you again, Elias, you legend.
Yeah, thanks for that story. It was great.
101.9 The Fox.
Dua Lipa here at The Fox with Fifi Fevenick. How's this? She just won Best Album at the Brit Awards overnight and Best Female Artist as well. She is on fire.
Who is she?
Dua Lipa.
Oh, she's amazing. I didn't hear the first part of what you said and I was busy talking to Fevenick about our wraps, which just arrived. But this is more exciting than the food that's hit the studio. Tommy Little's on the show. Tommy!
Thief, if you don't know who Dua Lipa is, I'm a real disappointment.
No. No, you know, it is a concern that I didn't know it was Dua Lipa and I work on The Fox. But, Tommy, you work here too. Carrie and Tommy, yeah. Weekdays from 3.
See, I've got to apologise as well. I am on, I'm on hands free.
Oh,
and it's because I'm driving out to Essendon Airport as we speak.
Oh,
now, I haven't told Carrie this, and I haven't told anyone because I feel like it's a bad omen to talk about, but then I can't think of anything else right now, so I need to talk to you about it. I'm going out to do my first solo.
Oh,
God, look at
Tommy,
look out.
Are
traffic.
You sure about this?
No, of course not.
Oh, no.
We get given a flight name, so you're coasting in the air. Now, no, I'm the insecure emu.
You're Mayday, Mayday,
insecure emu.
So, I find it funnier than the rest of the flying troop finds it, but that's fine.
Little, I do obviously follow you on Instagram. I see you have prepped for your first solo flight by having lasagna made with nacho chips. So. I don't know if you know, there's no toilets on the little planes, mate.
No, but if you crap hard enough, you can bust a hole through the bottom of them. So, you know, I need to let people of the western suburbs know I will be out over you. I reckon in about half an hour, you'll see a jet And accompanying that will be a little single propeller thing going. No winners for guessing that I'm the one in the thing going.
Hey, Tommy, just I reckon fly over the bay, mate. Might be a bit safer for everybody.
No, it's bad for me. If I come down over the bay, I'm gone. But if I come down in someone's backyard in the western suburbs, I might get a warm cooked meal.
Tommy, a couple of things.
You clearly didn't grow up in the western suburbs. You're not getting any meals there, mate. There's going to be a plane at Cash Converters.
Tommy, I'm concerned you haven't told anyone here at the Fox because. Well, I know that a lot of money has been invested in your marketing at the moment, so this is not, they would not be wrapped with this decision you're making.
Yeah, that's why I haven't told anyone. That's why I haven't told Carrie. But it's a great tease to the show this afternoon. Find out if Tommy survives, will he be on air at 3?
We just get the other pilot in, Keegs. He's a good pilot.
I grew up not too far away from that RAF base in Laverton, and I reckon they're on this morning. There's a few RAF pilots just getting ready to scramble Tommy Little.
Are you legitimately nervous, though, Tommy? That's terrifying. You're flying a plane on your own.
Yeah, I figure she'll be right.
It's always a good way to go into a solo flight. She'll be right. Yeah.
Mile High Club, join it.
I imagine if you're trying to take off and you're on a commercial flight and they go, all right, guys, we're going Melbourne to Sydney and, well, the weather's not great, but I reckon she'll be right.
Imagine if you jumped on a plane and we're like, just say we're going somewhere and this is a captain speaking, it's Tommy Little. Oh, mate, off that quick.
You'd get off real quick.
No, because you wouldn't hear that. You hear, g'day, folks, insecure emu here.
Well, my favourite TV show is Air Crash Investigation, so it's good to see that I'm going to have a mate on there.
I just love that your two hobbies are making nacho lasagna and flying planes.
Hey, we did a rave earlier, Tommy, about lasagna, and Fee brought up that lasagna isn't cool anymore. The Gen Zs have said it's just an old person's thing to do.
Yeah, it's all about nacho lasagna these days.
Is that your new trend?
Yeah. So for those who don't know, I replaced pasta sheets with corn chips, and because I've never cooked anything before,
soggy.
I didn't realise that everything went soggy.
Yeah.
So it was just the only way I could make it good was to get crispy corn chips and dip it into it like some kind of just derelict stoner, just hoovering my way through whatever I had left.
Now, with nachos, so I watched you do this and I was quite disappointed. It looked great, but with nachos, you need your sour cream, your guacamole. Didn't have any of that.
Yeah, because they weren't nachos forever. That was nachos onion.
It was just the chips, straight pasta swap for the chips.
They're just Doritos.
Yes, but with bechamel and bolognese, kind of like a lasagna, but with nachos.
Italy probably thought COVID was the worst thing that was going to happen to it, and now here comes Little, ruining lasagna with nacho chips.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Exes, you got to be careful with the women or the men or the partners that you choose, because when the breakup occurs, you really can see a different side to somebody. And this is the case for a woman who she shared this on TikTok. The backstory is she and her partner, they gave birth to a son. She discovered that he had been cheating on her the whole time while she was pregnant with his ex, who she was annoyed at for causing this drama in their relationship. Anyway, he ended up going to jail and... For reasons that haven't been shared.
Can't cheat on your pregnant missus anymore. Nanny state.
She was messaging him.
I'll get a call about that one.
while your wife is very heavily pregnant.
This is...
Wow.
But the pregnant wife decided... So the ex-girlfriend's gone, well, where's he gone? Because he went to jail. He hasn't got a phone. So she's like, where is he? He's not returning my booty call messages. And then the girlfriend took it on board to resolve this by telling the girlfriend that he died. So then she went to the extent of holding a fake funeral for him.
Oh, wow.
So the ex-girlfriend's come along to a fake funeral thinking it was
that is
an extraordinary payback.
Yeah. Good, though.
Love it. That it
Wow, Josiah, I love this. You, Bette Midler's The Rose.
Oh, yes, funeral music apparently.
Oh, okay.
I would have played Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, or
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Yeah, I've never heard The Rose. Yeah. I just thought you got all romantic.
Amazing. That's what Nick will be playing tomorrow because he told Luke she's going out for dinner tonight. That's a lie.
I know I made the cheating on a pregnant woman joke, but I went for the laugh above that I'll be in trouble later for it, you know?
Very good decision, Nick. But don't you think that revenge, think about it, she held a funeral. That means hiring a funeral home, getting a coffin, doing the little, you know, cards that you hand out to people, telling people that he died. He's just in jail.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list.
What?
To fake my own funeral. No, it is. I think I've spoken about this before.
Well, you've often said that you want to be at your funeral because you want to hear what everyone has to say.
But I'll be there in disguise and watch it. Yeah, mate, it'd be the best.
Well, how are you going to fake your death?
Go flying with Tommy Little. I don't know.
So you, because what you could do, you know, people do live-in funerals. So you could just,
because they'll suck up to you because they know you're there. Oh, my God. But if you're actually dead.
You want the real tears.
You want the real tears, all the tears. And who rocks up? Oh, God, this bloke was
an idiot. This has taken a turn I didn't expect. Yeah. We're now talking about funerals, when really I want to talk about exes and the revenge because there are some brilliant cases of this and there's stories that should be shared. We even have our wonderful jingle for this segment.
Revenge of the ex. She never gave back my specs. Revenge of the ex. I just got an angry text.
Exes. When exes attack, what have they done? What have you done? And we love that. We love your confessions. Like, it's one thing to say what an ex did to you, but if you're prepared to say, I may have been a bit childish and the way I got back at him or her was to do something quite silly.
Planned a funeral.
We love those calls. Chelsea from Frankston, thanks for calling, Chels.
No worries.
Did you get revenge or was revenge gotten on you?
I got revenge. My ex-husband was on dating websites posting naughty pictures of himself.
What?
So I found out and put all those photos on his Facebook account for everyone to see.
Chelsea, how did he take that?
Not good. Let's just say that.
Did you have a friend? How did you find out? Did you have a friend that spotted him or?
No, he was using my laptop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
What an idiot. Use a fake one. God. There's some dumb people, isn't there?
Hold on. Fev, I think the moral is don't do it. I think that's the lesson.
The moral Fev's is like, don't do it, but don't do it on your wife's laptop. That's
rude.
That's so stupid.
Pamela in Essendon. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Pam. What did you find out and how did you get your revenge?
So my boyfriend was still seeing his ex-girlfriend and I had had enough of not having him return my calls, so I drove to the house. And I left some photos on his girlfriend's windscreen of a snow trip we'd recently been on together with the dates printed on the photos and a little happy Thursday, whatever day it was. I can't remember. But I later on found out that was actually their wedding day. They were having a home wedding that day.
Whoa. So, Pamela, what happened? Did they
they're still together. They've got two kids and happily ever after for them. Yeah, and I mean, I have to say thanks because I wouldn't have the family that I've got now otherwise.
Things happen for a reason.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Positive spin.
It's more the people that can juggle the two. Like, he dating Pamela, he was in another relationship planning a wedding.
Yeah, I couldn't think. Yeah, when people have like a secret family. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even have enough time for
man.
One family.
That's secret families is a total different ballgame.
They should be writing the time management books. How are you pulling this off?
Emily from Malvern. This is it. Now, you were or are the new girlfriend. Is that right?
I am the now wife, but I was the new girlfriend at the time.
Oh, and what happened?
So we're going back 10, 15 years ago. So my husband was in a relationship and there was a clear break between him breaking up with his then girlfriend and then going out with me.
Yeah.
But I think she wasn't quite so convinced. So my boyfriend, who's now my husband at the time, he lived in a unit in Port Melbourne where there was, say, 25 or 30 apartments that shared the same lift and they had all the letterboxes at the front of the unit. So she actually flew down, and we since later found this out, she flew down and handwrote a letter and did a mail drop to everyone in the apartment as if it was from my boyfriend, or saying, hi there, yeah. Just let you know, guys, I'm at apartment X. Come and visit me anytime throughout the night. I'm up for anything.
Your boyfriend would have been
great. It was a bit more graphic than that, but it's obviously early in the morning, so I'll keep it PG.
Well censored, Emily. Yeah, well and did anybody knock on your boyfriend's door in the middle of the night?
He's not going to tell her that.
No, but both he and I are pretty conservative, and we look back now and laugh because we got some really strange and funny looks. And then 6 months later, we ended up at someone's, you know how you meet friends in these units, and they said, come over and have a drink. And after a few drinks, someone had said to him, are you guys really into this stuff? And we went, sorry? What are you talking about? And they actually went and got the letter and showed us, and that's how we knew.
Wow. I mean,
what happened the rest of the night?
No, don't worry. Emily, of course, she and her husband are conservative. But how's the effort from his ex? That's a flight from Sydney. That's going to his apartment block, putting the letter. Like, that's a lot
good
of
prank,
effort.
Good prank, though.
It's a good prank.
It's a great prank. Fifi, Bev and Nick. Grab the Fifi, Bev and Nick podcast anytime on the Listener app. And grab all the big brand cosmetics you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Cosmetic Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. 101, this is the fun.